Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Tim Cruz. I'm the Plymouth County DA. With me today is Massachusetts State Police Colonel Chris Mason, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Warmington of the State Police, Lieutenant Frank Walsh from the State Police Unit assigned to the DA's office. We also have with us New Hampshire State Police Major John Marasco, Merrimack, New Hampshire Chief Brian Levesque, Abington Police Chief David Del Papa, and New Hampshire Assistant Attorney General Susan Morrow is also present. And I want to thank everybody for coming out today and for this matter. As you all know, Massachusetts State Police, New Hampshire State Police, along with the Abington Police, have been searching these woods for the last day or so. This morning, State Police cadaver dog and MSP Special Emergency Response Team members located what's presumed to be Elijah Lewis's body buried in the ground. I'm not going to get into the specifics of the crime scene or in the manner in which this boy's body was found at this time. This, once again, remains an active and ongoing investigation. It's just beginning right now. We're going to turn our efforts to getting justice for this little boy, and I'm not going to say anything at this point that might jeopardize justice for Eli. I commend all the investigators, all the troopers, all the officers from New Hampshire, from Massachusetts, Rhode Island. The joint work together was really tremendous. They worked really hard to find this little boy until they did find him. On Thursday, you know, our office had been contacted about credible information that led to this wooded area off of Chestnut Street. Colonel Mason sent many assets here to this scene, and we're very grateful for that effort to make sure that we could find this little boy. The office of the Chief Medical Examiner arrived on scene a little while back, and they've left the scene since then. The crime scene services are still processing the scene. The medical examiner will make a determination as to the exact manner and cause of death of Eli. At this point, no one has been charged with this matter. Obviously, that's going to be part of the work that's going to have to go back and forth and work together to make sure we can come to a resolution. Like I said, this investigation, it's early, it's ongoing, and we need to go where the facts take us and where the event occurred and what the next step may be. Obviously, a little boy is gone. Nobody deserved to die this way, and we need to make sure we do everything in our power to make sure we can get justice for this little boy. So once again, I want to thank all the troopers from both states that worked really hard in coming to a resolution for this. And this is the beginning of the investigation at this point. I'll turn it over briefly to Colonel Mason and then to the New Hampshire Assistant AG. Colonel.
Thank you. Today our thoughts are with Eli's family and the entire Merrimack community. I'm glad and relieved that we were able to bring some closure to this part of the ongoing investigation, and most importantly, help bring Eli home with some dignity. My heartfelt thanks to the many investigators and prosecutors that have worked tirelessly on this case and still have a lot of work to do on this case. I was really impressed with the resources that were brought to bear on this case. They were brought in from across New England, and I want to extend a personal thanks to all the state police colonels and all the troopers that came to Abington to assist the Massachusetts State Police and the New Hampshire State Police with this investigation. I really appreciate their partnership and their commitment of resources. I also want to personally thank the many members of the MSP team. I couldn't be prouder of the work that they've done, the dedication they showed. We brought a number of assets, as you know, to this this case, including our air wing, our CERT team, our canine, our crime scene services section, our lab personnel that were at scene today, the drone unit, the CARS unit that were mapping the scene today. I'd also like to thank the other state agencies, DCR, the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner, the Environmental Police, all having some role in this recovery and the ongoing investigation. So I'm very happy that we've gotten to this point. It's a sad day, but I'm relieved that we were at least able to advance the case to this point. And at this point, I'll turn it over to the Attorney General from New Hampshire.
Thank you, Colonel. I'm Susan Morrell. I'm a Senior Assistant Attorney General in New Hampshire and assigned to this case, to this investigation in New Hampshire. So I'm going to echo all of the thanks that have already been made. It's amazing the extraordinary effort that has been put into this case to have such a successful result in terms of finding Elijah Lewis's body. We appreciate it. We in New Hampshire law enforcement appreciate everybody's help and the community's caring and the community's help in finding Elijah, being able to bring him home and put him to rest. As you know, this case is related to charges that were brought against Danielle Dauphiné and Joseph Staff earlier this week in New Hampshire for child endangerment and witness tampering. Going forward, what will happen is an autopsy will be performed tomorrow here in Massachusetts at the Chief Medical Examiner's Office. And once we have a determination of cause and manner of death, we'll be examining all of our facts that we've gathered in the investigation and determining what, if any, further charges will be brought. We are very saddened about this situation, about Elijah's death, and the fact that he was disposed of down here in the woods, where our sympathies go out to his family and friends of the family and to the community who's mourning his death. And we do appreciate all of the help from the community. We put out press releases starting last Thursday trying to find Elijah, and we had a robust response to that, and we truly appreciate that. So I want to say the New Hampshire State Police Major Crime Unit began this investigation on October 14th, just a little less than 10 days ago. They've been working around the clock with all of their sister agencies in New Hampshire in this attempt, in including the Maine State Police. And we couldn't have done it without the dedicated efforts of our law enforcement community in New Hampshire. So I'll take a few questions if there are some, but you know I'm not gonna comment on any facts in the investigation.
Susan, how cooperative have those two suspects been in getting to where we are at this point?
Can't comment on how we got here or what evidence that we have that brought us to this point.
Do you expect to charge anyone other than Dauphiné and Staff in regards to this case?
The investigation is very active, ongoing, and it's impossible to say who will be charged or won't be charged in this matter.
Are you able to provide any details on how long Elijah's body may have been in this area?
As we go forward, eventually, I couldn't tell you when exactly, but eventually that will be made known, yes.
Yeah, Cruz, do you think this would be a homicide investigation in this county in Massachusetts?
Well, like Susan just said, I mean, it's premature to make a determination regarding if it's a homicide or whatever crimes may come from it. As I always say, I mean, let's go through the evidence, let us do our job, and we'll make determinations as we go forward with that, and then you can assess as to what exactly it's going to be. And I would just say this. I would say that basically I believe that I'm confident that whoever is responsible will, if anyone, it would be held accountable.
So his body was found buried in the dirt as opposed to in water, because I know there's lots of water in there.
Yes, he was found covered with soil, and a New Hampshire cadaver dog located the remains in a grave.
Was it on the commercial development or on the Ames Knoll side?
I don't know the specific location.
It's nearby. It's nearby.
In the park, though? In Ames Knoll Park?
It's nearby from where we are right now. I'm not exactly sure of the specifics as to where Ames Knoll Park is, Hens and Cove opens.
Okay. All right.
Can you comment more on the communication forensics, on how that phone was found, pinged, and really kind of led to where we are today?
Not much, but as everybody knows, law enforcement uses surveillance video and phone records extensively in their investigations, and that was also done in this case, and it was very helpful. So I can leave it at that. More details will come out later.
There are reports that a confession led you guys here.
we cannot comment on any information people have provided us, whether they have or they have not. I think that's about all we can tell you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.